this city have spoken on a number of polls and votes. They don't want more taxes, pal. Can't you understand?
A lot of people that I know want the arena in downtown Columbus to bring in good teams, to bring in hotels.
Are you getting your tax
and bed tax
and
everything?
Why don't you have some order in the court?
Order in the court?
Columbus.
If I had order in the court, I'd take you off the air, but I'm having a good time right now.
Oh, yeah. Like,
WTVN, who just jumped on here for me?
Let me ask this buddy here if he could answer one question.
He is gone. I'm doing order in the court, thank you. WTVN, hello.
Yeah, he's talking about a Christian way of life. I'm Catholic. I give myself into charities. I give of my own time. And what's he talking about? Just because I'm a sports fan and I want to support and vote for this.
Now, you know where the word fan came from, first of all?
Fanatic.
Yeah, at the turn of the century when sports began to grow... back around 1890, 1900, the preachers in America began to see the rise of this great problem being sports and fanaticism with it, and they began to call the followers of sports fanatics. And since the fanatics didn't want to be embarrassed and exposed, they shortened it to fan.
So all followers of sports are fanatics?
That's what you said. I didn't say it.
You said that the followers of sports were called fanatics.
No, I did not say the followers. I said the fanatical. When I see the second largest section in the newspaper dedicated to sports week after week in the local newspaper, when I hear WTVN talking about sports about 75% of the time this past week, you know, you can't help but wonder what's going on with the minds of people in Columbus.
That's because
when I go down and
watch
the Ohio State football game on TV, and I see all these thousands of people jumping up and down for sports, and then when someone that is religious jumps up and down, and
I'm
he's
religious.
Called a fanatic.
I'm religious.
Well, you're Catholic.
Ooh. Well, what's that got to do with it?
Well, ask Abraham Lincoln, and he'll tell you all about the Catholic Church.
That might be difficult,
Mike.
That's
a whole different subject.